Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
What the bullshit?
I'm really too old for this. I just...
You ain't got time, man.
I'm about to die in like 10 years. I ain't...
Time is precious. Like it just turned 2026. We're about to tiptoe into March right now. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, look.
Jesus.
I say this for everybody, whatever.
It is time.
We old. We old as fuck. But I'm going to just say this right now. COVID aged us longer, okay?
I'm telling you, man. 2020. What the fuck was that?
That 3 to 5 year time span, whatever the fuck it was, whatever shit. It just feels like an anomaly of time that never happened.
It's like a little vacuum. It's a little personal vacuum of time or void in space or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Man. It's like that bookcase in Interstellar and shit, you know? Just
exactly. That's what it feels like. Bullshit. That's exactly what it feels like.
And Cody is Casey Affleck. He's just beating it.
Yeah. I forgot he was in that movie. Yeah. Sure.
And I'm Michael Caine. I'm dying. I'm on my deathbed. And Cody don't want to hear that shit, so he cranks the music up. You know, he's just like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear what JB got to say. Let's just
important dialogue. Don't give a fuck.
Someone did tell us that it was important dialogue. I was just like,
I couldn't tell.
I would never fucking.
I couldn't hear this shit. Apparently, it wasn't important enough. Chris Nolan directed this goddamn movie. He didn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that volume is perfect.
I take it so, that was like a. Did his brother write that movie? Was it Jonathan that wrote that?
I can't remember. Don't let me look that up right now. Actually, hold on.
Maybe him and his brother was in a fight that day, and that was one of Jonathan's important lines, or whatever. And he was just like, "I got something for your ass, man. Fuck you." Got something for your ass. He's like,
"Is that what happened on the Rises? Was that like Jonathan was saying, fuck you?"
That's what that was. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
He's like, "Fuck you, dude. I got something for you, dude. I'm gonna show you something real
Interstellar.
Quick."
Stellar.
Let's see. Or was it David Goyer or something? I can't remember now.
Yeah. I know David Goyer wrote Begins, right?
Begins. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Who's the saying wrote that? It probably was Chris Nolan. I bet it was. I don't think his brother was attached to that film, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Oh, people, by the way, welcome to another edition of The Last Drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
It is mix and match week here on The Last Drop.
Wait. I think we fucked up the intro, my friend.
I think we, hold on.
Run that shit back. Run that shit out.
Hold on. I got to run that shit back. Because this is a mix and match week here on The Last.
That's right.
So you know what you do when you're mixing a match at time, whatever and shit. Because I am your host. I am the trendsetter known as JB.
And I am the chart watcher, Cody, yes, watching them charts as we speak.
I got a little email about how we trendsetters and chart watchings or whatever and shit about a certain brand of, I guess, non-alcoholic. I don't know what the fuck you got.
Sorry, and it was both the brothers. Sorry to cut off. You cut you off.
No worries.
Christopher and Jonathan.
Yes, I'm telling you, see that Chris was mad that they got into a fight or something like that. And
had to.
And Chris was like, he's like, "Is this the scene where Michael Caine died?" He's like, and the producer's like, "Yeah, Jonathan wrote some good dialogue for this." And he was like, "Fuck that motherfucker right now. Turn the goddamn music up every time he talks right now," whatever shit. Okay, I don't give a shit. And the producer's like, "Chris, dude, this line's gonna kill." I don't give a fuck. Crank the music up or whatever and shit. Okay.
he's stuck it to the editor booth like the last day.
Jonathan never resaw it or whatever. Jonathan's at the screening. He's watching. He's going like, "Oh shit!" He's tapping his wife, probably his wife or whatever. He's like, "Right here, shit." And then like Michael Caine's in there trying to act as that dying. And then that score just blares up, whatever. And you can't hear it. Jonathan's sitting there, and Chris is at the end of the row. He looks at John. He's just smiling. He's like.
Oh, look, this is your movie? Nah.
It's not how we work, son. Yeah, but I got an email talking about how we chart setting and trending, baby. We trendsetters, mm-hmm. Trendsetting and chart watches or whatever. So, you know, I forgot how we do the exit now. I forgot the line and how we use I'll make it up as we go.
I think I have something in mind.
Yeah.
I think we'll just Just improv it. Fuck
it. We're going to improv it. Yeah. the first of many of old chart watching JB. I'm not your godfather whiskey, baby. I'm not your, I'm your trendsetter. That's what I do, baby.
Setting them trends, baby.
Yeah, shoot. I go on Twitter. I go on X or whatever the fuck it's called or whatever and shit. And I see them trends, baby. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's skyrocketing. I'm glad you reminded me of this.
Oh, I had to.
Oh,
that shit was gold.
Oh, that was gold. We went over like
that shit was gold.
An hour just talking that shit right there.
Oh, man.
So it is Mix and Match Week here on the last drop. I'm not going to lie. I forgot what the fuck I was going to do.
Brother, I'm on the same boat as you. I thought I had a beer to go this week. I looked at my fridge. I was like, oh, shit, I got no beer here. I didn't have enough time to go pick one up. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Let me just pick something off the cuff. But I had something fun to do today.
And then, I do have something fun. I think I said we were going to do like a K&L pick. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just.
Is that this week? Oh, dang. We fucked this all up.
We fucked this all up. Whatever. I even wrote that down. Yeah. And,
I love it.
I got my bottle because I it's a story for this. I'm not even going to say it. My bottle was here or whatever and shit. And I just looked at it and I said, that's not a K&L bottle. And I looked over in them cabinets. And I said, I don't really feel like looking for one. No, I'm
really, there's one that's cobbled together. Just fuck it.
Yeah. This is the fuck it week. Yeah. You know what? Because fuck it is trending right now. I don't know if you knew that right now, Cody.
Oh, no.
Check them charts, Cody.
Okay. Oh, I see that right. Yep. Yep. There it is.
Yeah. He see fuck it. Yeah. So I just decided to go with something that I was just like, I got the motherfucker here. I might as well just go with it.
Same.
We're usually a little bit more better prepared than this. I don't know what happened this month.
Hey. Fuck it. I like it. I like this energy we're bringing into it, man.
Yeah.
It's a little chaotic. You know what I mean?
It's a little bit of that. You know, well, you know, when you're a godfather, the chaos always.
Yeah, I mean, shit. You opened up before the show even started. You opened up some fucking chaos. I'm not going to miss you what it is. But.
Talking about my love life, basically. So, yeah.
It's business out there, but.
No, you can go ahead. I don't give a fuck. This is just like movie spot, bitch. This is the last drop. We don't know.
Throwback.
Only reason why I still remember that name is because of that fucking wall art.
I was about to say, oh, yeah, we did have a podcast called Movie Spoilers. I forgot about that shit.
That wall art is the only thing that reminds me of that. Yeah. What was it called again? It was something. Yeah. So I did something about spoiling whatever shit. Yeah. I did have someone tell me he didn't want to spoil something, and I just said, I don't really give a fuck, dude. You can go ahead and tell me. He said, no, I just wouldn't do that to someone. I said, I'm being dead ass. I really don't give a fuck. You could just tell me because I'm not going to watch it. And he was just like, no, he's like, just because you don't give a fuck don't mean I do give a fuck. I just looked at it, I was just like, whatever, nigga. I was like, if you think it's that goddamn deep to you, then you know what, I really don't give a fuck then, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what I was gonna say, talking about what we talked about earlier, whatever shit, that's not it's probably not as bad as Spirit Bomb Girl, right? I mean,
probably not quite. I don't know.
That one,
yeah, was, I'll probably say that's probably worse.
You know, this probably was worse. Whatever. The Spirit Bomb Girl was just more alarming. I was just like, huh. I think that.
Yeah,
was
it's just different situations at the end of the day. I think.
Yeah. I think that one was more of a. Oh shit! I'm getting old. This is a new kid's generation. This is what they do. This is what they talk about, Cody.
Yeah, because I think. The Spirit Bomb Girl, I think that was more like a false promise, though.
Or, I think
whereas
that was,
this current situation, it's like, oh, yeah, well, duh. Yeah.
I kind of saw that coming, right?
Yeah.
But you know what's going to make me feel better right now, Cody? Alcohol. So, yeah.
Goddamn right.
So, what are we sipping on right now?
All right, I got a fun one here today.
What are you drinking on? I see that brown glass.
Yeah, it's been chilling in the freezer for a while. We pop this open every so often. This is courtesy of my lovely girlfriend, Carissa. This is when she was living back in Seattle, Washington. She traveled over to the distillery out in, I think it's Edwards, Washington.
Oh, so this is. So hold on, nigga. You telling me that your relationship shit, y'all happy and shit, nigga?
Yeah. Goddamn right.
Well, fuck you then. I didn't sign up to hear this shit. Hey, fuck you and her thoughts. Okay, I don't give a damn about your shit. Hey, but let's move along. Though. I'm not.
Sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
That's good.
This is Scratch Distillery. This is their from scratch barrel aged finished gin. This is aged in their.
I was gonna say, that's gin, isn't it? Yeah.
Hmm? This is gin.
Yeah, I've seen that bottle before.
Hmm? This is aged in their own whiskey barrels that previously held their scratch whiskey. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's aged for. I'm not sure on that. But like I was saying, it's a gin aged in whiskey barrels. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, it's quite a bit darker than, you know, your average gin, obviously, because it's aged in whiskey barrels. I don't know. I want to say it's probably some extended time on this, but again, I don't know how quickly gin evaporates color. I don't know the science, the biology behind that, so I don't know.
Well, the logic on that
right now, so
I'm agreeing with you on the coloring wise, whatever. But then usually when they don't display the age on that. Or that, whatever, it's usually young, man. It's usually like,
yes, but I'm assuming it's probably young.
Yeah, it's usually in that 6 to 9 month territory or whatever, and shit like that. It's kind of like whiskey when you don't see an age statement bottle, it usually ranges between 4 to 8. Now, 4 to 8, now I was gonna say 6 to 8, but now it's like 4 to 8 and shit. So,
4 to 8, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, so I assume it's the same thing with gin, it's probably young. Which, by the way, is not a bad thing, by the way, people, the 4 year olds are great,
yeah. Yeah, it's all about execution.
Oh no, can we edit that part out? I didn't mean that, by the way. too much shit in the climate right now going on. We can't have shit like
what
that.
What did you say?
Yeah. And just hear me dub. 4 year olds great. Four year olds are great. It's like, we don't need that out there. Yeah. Cody's like, I like them 12. You know, that 12 year old is like, it's like perfectly, like it's in the right center
on that black and white filter,
yeah.
That then, crazy ass music playing in the background,
and then it's even worse if you go back on our previous shows and you hear us both say, yeah, we don't like 15 year old, 15 year old,
shit.
And you'll see a really biased dude when you go back to our rare Armagnac month or whatever, where you hear us talking about 40 year old, oh, that's the top of the T right there. So we either like them really old or really.
Oh man,
that's a funny skit somewhere in there. Probably not so somewhere much funny this year, but
this climate, no.
And we black, so I ain't.
There's that factor too.
Yeah, they don't give us leeway.
I was about to say we can't afford to fuck up. at any point.
No. That's why I descriptively say the first category of this pocket. Comedy.
Emphasis.
Comedy. I want to put that out there. Comedy. So, and alcoholics. So, I was making that clear.
Functioning, yes. Yes. Well, you're getting a lot of those typical gin notes, those botanicals, that big juniper berry action going on there.
That nose is probably phenomenal, like usually gin is.
Little kind of almost a little wintry, almost getting a little bit of like a nutmeggy type of character going on.
Okay. It's probably from them barrels, I'm probably.
Actually, you can get a amount of nutmeg. But other than that, yeah, I'm not really getting like any wood characteristics per se.
No oak.
Yeah, no real oak. No tannins, really.
Any caramel?
Caramel, no. No real sweetness I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So still got that gin.
That sounds really good, though. Yeah. Overall, it smells like a gin, like a really good gin. There's no aromas in here.
Gins are the best smelling spirit out there. So
that's true.
They are. Yeah, they're having
a good one for the palate.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if you told me that nose is bad. I'd be like, oh, that's disappointing, actually.
Yeah, it's good. I like that, real heavy on the cinnamon.
You should have just finished right there. You should have. That should have been your. Yeah, that's good.
I can.
I give it a 2.5. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Man, it's in the middle of the palate, there's a very strong, prominent cinnamon note. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really getting that aroma. I was getting more so the nutmeg character. But man, heavy on the cinnamon.
That's probably from that whiskey. Because cinnamon's not really gin note way, so that's more whiskey tone.
Is it a peppery too?
Mm-hmm. Kind of pepper, like you talking like spice peppers or like winter pepper?
Yeah, yeah, okay. more like a spice pepper.
Oh, okay.
In conjunction with that cinnamon, actually, really nice, man. Mm. It almost kind of gives me a almost like a not exactly, but like a chipotle kind of vibe, like chipotle okay. pepper kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hot cinnamon with chocolate, something of that nature.
Is that on the palate or finish?
I get that more so on the finish, I would say.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm getting more like a cocoa kind of note, too. Also, that can as well.
That barrel coming in.
Yeah, barrel's coming in. But interestingly enough, just like the aroma, no real wood character I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no oak, really.
You're not getting the wood note, but you're definitely getting like that cinnamon note.
Yeah, right? Cinnamon, a little bit of cocoa powder.
Which is not gin notes. Those are whiskey notes. So
a little pepper action going in there.
Mm-hmm. I say that as if I drink a lot of gin.
Really proud of the, actually, that's kind of overpowering the classic gin notes for me.
Oh.
Which I'm not really a big fan of that aspect. While I do like this a lot, I'm not a big fan of that aspect of the, I guess it's the barrel overtaking the base spirit too much.
You know, we've had this conversation about other spirits when it comes to whiskey, tequila, and I would even probably say a little bit of beer too, whatever. But like, you know, a lot of the hardcore tequila people, they're not too fond of like tequila's doing these finishes and these barrels where it's no longer tasting like tequila or like the Rosa brand.
Right. Which is, yeah, interesting enough. That was the same thing with the Lost Lore.
Ambarana?
I'm looking at the name. Bottlelogic bottle.
Oh, the Bottlelogic bottle. Yeah.
I was like, man, this does not taste like tequila, but I love that.
Yeah.
This right here, I like this. It's good, but I don't love it. You know what I mean?
I do wonder. I wonder for the newer spirits if we will be more that way because we kind of know what to expect from gin.
Maybe.
And we don't want it tampered with. I feel like tequila for us is still new. And the people that don't like that mixing or whatever and shit, they've been drinking tequila way longer than we have, whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, for us, it's just more of the excitement of, like, ooh, this is so different, so new, whatever and stuff. So, I do wonder as the years pass by, will we also change our tune when it comes to how finishes go? I know for Cody and beer and me for whiskey, it hasn't changed. I love when they do that stuff, whatever. But I am curious about this tequila market. We talked about this at the beginning of the year, too. This tequila market is about to change, like, pretty drastically. Whatever and shit.
Yeah.
So I do wonder where me and Cody will end up on the front lines of this tequila craze that we're on as we get to towards the end of the year and shit. Because I don't think anybody that feels that way that Cody's feeling about that gin. Anybody that says, it just doesn't taste like a natural tequila or whatever. I mean, I don't discredit them for that. I'm be like, man.
Right.
I kind of don't want to get that way because I enjoy tasting new shit in it or whatever and stuff.
Yeah, you bring up a great point too, man. The finished tequila game coming up, man, it's insane.
Heavy.
It's the amount, the volume coming out this year. Mm-hmm. This is the first fucking like 2 months already.
Yeah.
It's been fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Shit has been announced, dude, and it's only going to keep just heightening these numbers. That's people aren't going to stop all of a sudden because this is the gym right now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any stoppage of that in sight. I think
that's the phase we in is what can we finish tequila in?
Exactly.
That's the experimentation right now.
Right, and it's exciting too because this is the I think tequila has been the most successful as a spirit.
I'd agree.
Being finished.
I'd agree.
In different types of barrels.
I'd agree.
That's why this market right now is thriving off of this because this shit is good. Yeah, it's exciting.
It's unique.
You know what I mean?
It's different. Yeah. It's unique, exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can talk about Lost Lore once again. Bring them up. Even Azteca Tesoro, Azteca Tesoro there. That Ambarana wood is delicious in fucking tequila. Mm-hmm. Tastes like shit in whiskey. It tastes fucking
good. God, it's so fucking good tequila, man.
It tastes horrible.
Fucking great.
Like, I wouldn't recommend that shit at all. Like, I can only imagine. Honestly, to be honest, I don't know if I would have bought it in tequila had I drank more of it in whiskey or whatever at the time. Because, it just tastes so fucking bad in whiskey. Like, it's just like, oh, what the fuck? Especially that last event I went to where there was three bottles that had Ambarana wood in it. And I got all excited to try those or whatever. And plus, one of them was a brand that I've been wanting to get into that I haven't got on the craze yet or whatever. And that bottle just made me do a complete 180 and I will not get into that fucking graze or whatever. I was just like, you can keep that motherfucker. That that shit tastes horrible, dude. Then my buddy came to me. He's like, you like that Ambarana wood? He's like, try this one right here. I don't even remember what it was now at this point. And I just went, oh. And he just gave me this look like he was just like, yeah, he's like, I didn't like that bottle either. Whatever. And I said, like, why the fuck did you give it to me then? Or whatever. He's like, I thought you liked it. I was like, I like it in tequila. That shit does not blend well with whiskey. Like at all. So I don't recommend it. If you see Amarana wood on whiskey, be hesitant on it. Be very fucking hesitant on it. It comes out way woodier and dry too, as well, in whiskey. Like it doesn't have like that smooth, unique palate that it does in tequila. Mm-hmm. Don't do the comparisons of you think it's good in one and there, but in tequila, the two I've had so far, the only two I've had so far, it's fucking phenomenal. Fucking phenomenal. Yeah. Best of the year. I expect that to Zorro Azteca when it comes out to be in my top five. I know that's coming out next month, if I'm not mistaken, in March. Ooh, yeah. So,
buddy. Oh, yeah. I already know. Fucking know.
That's only since I can't get another Lost Lore one, I might as well just go to the next best thing.
Okay.
Yeah, get that one. That's the one I'm on. So, so I don't discredit anybody that says that, whatever. I always just hope I never get to that point because I do love these finishes and spreaders, mm-hmm. whatever and shit. But I do wonder if I started drinking gin, because I know what I want out of gin, and if I got what Cody's drinking, I'd be like,
right. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with this one right here. Mm-hmm. The more I like it, mm-hmm. but I do really think, man, that cinnamon note is very overpowering.
You want to sit on your rating before, or you like you?
Yeah, got, you know, let me sit on this.
Yeah, sit on it a little bit.
Yeah, let me sit on this one.
Yeah, sit on that a little bit. You know, the thing with I could say this why too with whiskey and beer when it comes to finishes and stuff. I don't want to say we're bored with whiskey and beer, but it's not that we don't know what we want or whatever. So it's not that we're bored either, or whatever. It's just that I know what to expect out of certain things when it comes to whiskey, just like Cody knows what to expect out of certain beers, whatever and shit.
Even if you know what's coming out or what you're tasting right now is like top of the line, the greatest shit ever.
Yeah.
You kind of had it, the pinnacle at this point. And I feel like for us with tequila, at least, we tried a lot of good shit so far. I don't think we tried the pinnacle yet. I think it's still out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We joke about this every end of the year. Oh man, you see my tequila collection? It's huge. I ain't scratched shit on the surface yet though. Mm-hmm. I was like, I ain't even get hit it. Yeah. So we don't drink as much gin. Cody probably drinks a little bit more than I do because I only really drink mm-hmm. Japanese gin or whatever. And Cody, him and his lady, they drink a little bit more gin than I do of all of right. surroundings or whatever and shit. So I don't think we're there at that point with gin to where we're like, yeah, try something new, put a new finish in it or whatever and stuff. I think for us, when it comes to gin, we want that pure gin essence or whatever and shit. Whereas in whiskey and beer, I'm not saying we're bored with whiskey and beer or whatever, but we do want something different and unique to kind of blow our mind, because if we've just been drinking it for so fucking long or whatever, that I just want another expectations of why I should buy. Because if that was the case, if you're not going to do anything new, then I should just stick with whatever I drink, whether it just be Michter's or, which is what most whiskey and beer people, they do that. They stick with what they drink. They don't expand like me and Cody do. We and mainly we do it for this show or whatever, because we have a podcast every goddamn week or whatever and stuff like that. So a lot of people stay in their lane. Shit. Fucking Yoon, he only drank Redbreast. I'm sure Cody has some friends that only drink a certain amount of beers. I know one dude that only drinks Michter products. I know one dude that only drinks Colonel Taylor's. You know, staying in your lane, I used to shit on, like, no, you got to expand or whatever and shit. But the more we do this show, I got to tell you, the more I go like, yeah, I can kind of see why people stay in their lane or whatever.
Absolutely.
Shit. And when not to mention the fucking prices too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And when I do my little year end post of all the bottles I got or whatever, I'm always talking about, oh, get out of your lane and shit, but like that. But am I really promoting that? Because I noticed on my tequila last year, Ocho, Yayo, Cabal, G4. And I know I'm kind of missing. Oh, Lost Lore. And maybe Fortaleza. So we're talking about six brands. It looks like that's what that whole polyp is of all those bottles that's sitting on there or whatever. It's just them six brands. So in a way, I'm kind of am staying in my lane or whatever.
Right.
I just got a multitude of lanes to go over there. And not really even a multitude, because like, some of them was all made by the same fucking distillery.
Yeah, you said a little three-lane split.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah. A little fork in the road, Coach.
Yeah, a little fork. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like if we could be like Toy Story, a little spork, you know?
There you go, yeah.
A trash. Yeah. You know? I'm sorry, I love that joke. I don't know why that joke is funny as hell. You're like, I'm trash, like you. I know they're just toys, but if something called me trash like that or whatever, looking at them, and I just let the stare.
No, you feel some type of way. Actually, it'd be worse coming from a toy.
It's worse coming from that toy, by the way. It's just like, you Buzz Lightyear. You got all the bells and tools, baby. You the ultimate toy. This motherfucker with googly eyes coming to you and be like, you trash, just like me. And just like, nah, you got to die, son. That's easily how you start your villain arc, Cody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Prime candidate for a villain origin story. You got that right. Yeah.
All right, so let me go ahead and open my bottle up while Cody sits on his a little bit.
I just want to add a note real quick. I've got a little vanilla character now in the finish. Okay. That's a little, nice little touch. Just want to add that little note in there.
Also, too, a little side note, shout out to Lost Lore. I got that new Mixto bottle right there.
Nice.
This is kind of like their Cabal's Puro Portro. It's supposed to be made for mixing cocktails or whatever. I haven't opened it yet because I just got it yesterday. I'm all for like $30 bottles that are
hell yeah
Cabal, Lost Lore, yeah, whatever and shit.
And I have a good bet it's gonna be quality.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I plan on pouring this with some Only Mix tonight.
Safe to say.
Yeah, I'm doing this with some Only Mix tonight for
hell yeah. So,
yeah, that's gonna be fire right there. $30 bottle or whatever. No. The bottle I'm drinking on today though is something I have a bottle of. I got last year, maybe late last year. I just got another one. Today actually just found it in the wild out there, whatever. And that's the Smoke Wagon.
I saw it on your you posted on the gram, I think.
Yeah, just posted on the gram. So I got two of these now. When 2020 hit, these bottles were a bitch to find, and then when you did, you know that secondary market like to be like $700 for it. It's like fuck out of here, $100 tops. That's it, baby. $100 tops. So I was trying to see if they were different from the last one I had. The only difference is this is bottle number 1935 out of 1600, and I think the other one was like 1200 out of 1600. So only 1600 bottles were made. They call this the triple sevens because it's 7 years, 60% corn, 36 rye, and 4% malt. 7 year, 51% corn. So it's three different years. So that's why they call it the triple seven. There's 51% corn, 39% rye, 10% malt. And then a 51% rye, 45% corn, and the 4% malt. The little medallion on this thing kind of just makes the bottle. I mean, realistically, they should make it weird.
That's awesome.
I mean, I don't know why. It's just fucking cool. Look at that.
That's really cool.
Let's see if I could. There. It's just really fucking cool. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
We haven't had a Smoke Wagon on this show in a while. You know, it's funny. Every year that pops by, I keep planning on doing a Smoke Wagon month just to get rid of the bottles, per se, whatever.
That'd be fun.
I feel like a Smoke Wagon was hot. It was hot when it came in, dude. It was like people was going for it hard or whatever and shit. And then the prices started shooting. It was crazy. I feel like maybe in the past 2-3 years, maybe 3 years or whatever, it's kind of died off a little bit. I remember telling Cody when he first started getting the whiskey, I was like, oh yeah, man, you just get up on that Smoke Wagon right away.
Smoke Wagon. Sure. I remember that.
It got bored real quick. I mean, I think me and Cody had to talk about that on this show. Like, it was like, we're tired of seeing the fucking small batches and uncut, unfiltered.
That was about it. Same old. They're good, but I was like, can y'all do something else?
Yeah, and I know they've been diving more into, like, some ryes, like with the malted rye and stuff like that.
I know they had a little private barrels every now and again with stores, like store picks and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, but they got the private barrels, which I have one that's 14 years old. You took me to get it, actually. I don't know if you remember this or whatever.
I think I kind of looked this, yeah.
You drove me to get that bottle. I think that was at Great Press. What happened to that?
Oh, I do remember that. Yep, yeah, I do remember.
That was the day when you passed that mailbox on the freeway. He was like, what the fuck?
I do.
It was on the 91. And we saw death traps and shit on the freeway. It's like the 91 is testing your driving skills. Whatever.
Test your might.
Can you dodge this bullet right here? Have you seen this man? So that type of shit. I still have that bottle, whatever shit. I hear that bottle's worth. But a lot of the private barrels, as Cody was saying, they're coming out younger. They're like 8-7 years old, whatever. They're doing the rise. I was able to get me a bourbon 8-year-old. I got a 7 and 8-year-old rye one too as well. I've not reviewed those, but I think I opened the 7-year-old. I wasn't too crazy about it, whatever. But maybe I need to.
Okay, I would like to hear your thoughts. Revisit that.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's been a while since you've had it.
It has. You
probably opened up a little bit too. So
probably been I want to say I got it like around this time, maybe last year or the year before. I know it was in February.
At least a year then.
Yeah, probably around this time. So yeah, it was probably last year or the year before. But go ahead. I just literally got this one. Gonna go ahead and crack this. This is a fresh pop, people. Like, where the fuck
noise.
Where the fuck do you open this goddamn thing? Hold on. They ain't got like a little line slits and shit.
Yeah, perforation.
Yeah, it don't have that. Oh, come on now, Smoke Wagon. You already fucking up now. So Smoke Wagon, the reason why I got so popular is because it was at a time when Cody knows this, because I was pretty a big fanboy of it at the time. That was when MGP was at its highest.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And MGP was the new kid on the block, even though it wasn't really new, whatever. It's been around for a while, whatever and shit, but it was just hot. It was just making good shit right that time. He was getting those old scouts for like 50
old months. Scouts. I remember that. Yeah. Man,
them picks were like
guaranteed 40, 50, fire.
Guaranteed, whatever. That was like the creme de la creme of MGP as far as like budget fine.
Oh, that was a good time right there.
Yeah, yeah. And those are still solid. They haven't changed, whatever. I could see those kind of just being boring too now for some. But like as far as price wise goes, if you're looking for something higher proof, can't go wrong.
Reliable.
Old reliable, and everyone at that time had a goddamn pick of it. Just everybody had a fucking
everybody.
But I will say,
hey, fuck buddy,
those were some of the cooler picks I had that had the photos on it. I remember I had the Kobe one, Star Wars one. They just had the cooler designs on them and shit like that. So yeah, I was like, oh, these are perfect. So, nice little little synthetic cork there, action there. All right, pop that out. I have never had this, by the way, neither. So I was hunting these things down like crazy or whatever and stuff. So
yeah, I got a new fresh tasting coming.
Yeah, nice. I got a new fresh tasting coming or whatever. So hold on, let me just send this text. Just sending that text out real quick. I'm getting a little message in there. Oh,
it's a very nice color.
Yeah, actually, this is a beautiful.
I like
color.
That color.
I wonder if they're still sourcing. So we was talking about MGP, whatever. Everybody just started sourcing MGP. Every goddamn body was sourcing.
Every fucking body.
It just fucking played it the shit out. It was just like, all right, I don't even want to taste anything with MGP no more, or whatever. And I know I still got like some high quality shit with MGP in it. Trying to see if a little 777s. We needed a way to experiment. Okay, I'll like read this, whatever. We needed a way to experiment with blends and release outstanding single barrels while not being confined by flavor. By the way, yeah, this is a single barrel. I just want to put that out there. I forgot to say that. Obviously, because of the low bottle count, only 1,600. So I just thought that made it clear. Flavor consistency or accessibility, like our core expressions, Rare and Limited was created to showcase the distinguished blends and single barrels. I'll be the judge of that. Somebody shut that goddamn dog up.
Yeah,
fuck is he barking at?
He has feelings.
Yo, like that dog barks at any fucking thing. Like, the funny thing is, he just don't bark at me. He if he sees me come home, he makes noises. That's like, dude, what is wrong with you, dude? Okay. And then sometimes he'll stand on top of this block just to look over shit, just staring at shit. It's almost like
the block.
It's almost like he's barking for freedom. He's like, maybe. Somebody let me out of this motherfucker, please, whatever.
Let that man out.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Them neighbors suck. So, like, I don't blame that dog. I want to liberate him. So, yeah. Okay, brown sugar came off the nose right off the bat. Like, it was a little bit of spice at first, whatever. But then when I switched it to this nose, it was like brown sugar. So it's got that Powerpuff Girl syndrome going on right there. It's sugar, spice, and everything
nice.
Yeah, everything nice. Everything in this motherfucker, whatever and shit. Okay, you get a little bit of cherry and strawberries on this too, by the way.
Cherry and strawberry.
Yeah, okay. I've never smelled that combination.
All that red fruit action.
Yeah. Right. I can't remember the last time I got both them fruit notes on the nose. I bet it don't taste like that shit, though.
Who knows? Maybe.
Bet it don't taste like that.
Who knows?
You get a good amount of oak in the background too. It's there. Yeah,
sugar, oak, strawberry, cherry.
Yeah,
that's the amount of complexity so far.
Definitely some definitely spices in there. You definitely get those spices, but the spices are like they're like such a I don't want to say a non-component. They just don't sting like most spices do, whatever. But it I would say it blends in very well with the other ingredients in there. So that nose is. It comes off as subtle, but like when you really just sit there and just inhale it, whatever, man, it's got something going on there, whatever. But I also could see this too as going like that nose can probably come off as a little bit, not light, but in the middle age range too. I was going to say young, not young, but the middle age range. So I was like, And you just never know what you get with that order. So, and once again, it is a single barrel, so. Yep. You know,
You never know. It is what it is.
And they got the audacity to charge these stores $700 for these bottles, or $400 or $500. He's like, bitch, for a single barrel, you out your fucking mind?
That's hilarious.
Who the fuck would pay that for a single barrel? I digress. Let's go on the taste then. Let's cheers myself a little bit. Oh, that spice goes down right away. Oh, you get nutmeg on there.
Okay.
Oh, it's nutmeg. That came off right off the bat. That nutmeg is like right off. That was the first note. Oh, that spice is warming the fuck up, though. Oh, that is 108 proof, 54. Oh, man. Oh, it hugs.
A little Kentucky hug action.
A little hug action. And I need that right now. I don't know if you know about my love life right now, whatever.
That's like a good old Kentucky hug.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Damn. Hold on now. Wait a minute. That is in the. Oh, my God. That throat action. That throat coat right there, Cody.
It returns.
Oh, shoot. A nice. Fuck the smoke wagon. This is the winter wagon shit. Like, this
thing. Okay. You get a little wintry vibes in yours, too. Interesting.
Get a little warm sensation in the heart, mm-hmm. You know, like hitting in the stomach area and shit. I love that. I didn't even get to the palate. That finish, though, on the throat coat action to the chest area. Oh man, 108 proof. Okay, yeah, that is solid. I don't think it's like it tastes higher or tastes lower. I think that's actually, I would have said like 110, somewhere in that range, whatever. So yeah, I'm getting that. So good. Let's see the second sip though. You never know. These single barrels, they fuck with your mind, they fuck with your feelings, and scary enough, they fuck with your money.
Yes, they do.
Ooh. Ooh. You're getting a little bit more of that oakiness now, whatever, that leather that is always joke around, that burnt BMW leather seat.
That's sitting in the sun a little bit too long.
Yeah. Or that leather little shaving belt. Your father was sharpening his razor blade on, whatever, because you know he about to beat your ass with it, by the way, first of all. But he's sharpening it. He's sharpening it on that belt, and you in the background staring as he's just smiling in glee, sharpening it, whatever, because you know that belt is about to come across that ass.
You see a silhouette, you see eyes, teeth, and the shine from that knife.
It's looking like Dexter's
on that belt, yeah.
It's looking like Dexter's laboratory when he had that silhouette version. It's like a fucking giant monster gun. He's just excellent. It's like, oh shit. It's like, why is dad taking such glee and sharpening that motherfucker real quick? I get them strawberry and cherry notes too. I just want to make that clear as well. That is there, but not as prominent as it is on the nose. Okay. But that, I will say that it is definitely there. There's also some chocolate in there as well.
No, so you're
getting the chocolate, the burnt BMW leather seats, as Cody would say, sitting in the sun too long, baby. It's been sitting there. It's
got a little crispy.
It's got a little crack in the side too.
Yeah, get that little sizzle.
That little cayenne pepper, Cody. That's a little sizzle right there. Or is what did Method Man say on the 36 channel? He's like, yeah, I take an iron, I take a hanger, and I let that shit sizzle on the stove, and then I just stick it in your ass like.
One of the most savage fucking songs I know to mankind.
I forgot who. I think it was him and Raekwon. They were like roasting each other. He just said, I take an iron I just let that shit on the stove and just let it sizzle. And I just keep sizzling it. And then I just stick it in your ass and go.
And whilst I listen to that song, didn't you also say I like so your asshole shut and keep feeding you and feeding you? Ends. Yeah, okay.
That's how it goes into METHOD, man.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, he said I saw your asshole and I just keep feeding you.
Yeah.
Feeding you. And then the beat like slowly comes in. I was like, oh, that was a great transition right there.
It's a fucked up song, man.
They did that again too on there was an album, I think it was with Method Man, Raekwon, and oh shit, Ghostface Killah. I think they did an album together. I think it was called Wu Massacre. And they had like a roast session on one of the tracks there too. I think it was probably the interlude that led into whatever. And he was just like, oh, your mom's hair is so short that she gets brainwashed from taking showers and shit. And I was just like, and he was just like, oh, your mom's so short she models for trophies, motherfucker. Yeah.
Silly. It's fucking silly.
It's just dumbass humor. Like, but if you're in a group as big as Wu-Tang and shit and you constantly making music, models, yeah, you're gonna trophy.
This is so dumb, but it's funny.
He said she'd be posing on a trophy like the brainwash one got me. That shit had me running. Like, oh shit. He's like, we should take hot water showers. This shit brainwashes her. Simplest fucking jokes ever, but it's funny as shit though. Silly. Yeah. That's what you do with your brothers. You just roast them. Hey, you just
roast. Yep.
Yeah, that's part of the Black American culture. You just gotta roast motherfucker, you know. Yeah. And you know we don't mean no harm by it either, whatever. But like you all,
it's all in the name of love, sir.
Yeah, and you gonna get this smoke. Don't give a fuck who you are. Yeah.
All of it.
Don't get this
maybe
smoke.
Last bit. Yep.
Yeah. So everybody that's offended by jokes these days, whatever and shit. We didn't have a problem with it, and we've been getting the butt of the joke for goddamn how many decades now. So, therefore, just take the joke, laugh, and move the fuck on about your goddamn day, okay?
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand when people go to fucking comedy shows and, hey, you can't say that or whatever. It's like, shut the fuck. Why are you here? Shit. Why are you here, dude? Like, Okay, so break this down a little bit more. There's some spices there. Kind of can't pinpoint where it is, whatever, but it's got that medium little heat length on there too, on the palate too, not even on the finish. There's a little bit of heat there, rolls on the left side more so. There's chocolate in there. Like a milk chocolate. Not even a dark, not dark chocolate or nothing like that. It's milk chocolate because it's on the lighter side. There's definitely some oaky flavors in like a toast oak or something like that. Ain't nobody fucking out there, motherfucker. Like, goddamn, shit. Nobody, shit. Nobody. Anybody ever need a guard dog, just go to the fucking neighbor of mine or whatever and shit. Damn, he will lead you the way.
Squirrel or something.
They probably just barking at freedom. He's like,
or that too.
Something like that or whatever. Burnt BMW leather seats sitting in the sun that's sizzling like, we said that. Got the milk chocolate on there. The strawberries and cherries is starting to fade off a little bit. It's not as prominent as those oak flavors are just like too smack dab there, whatever and shit. So it's kind of like in the background, very subtle. You still get hints of it though, like because I taste the cherries more though than the strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the cherry is definitely more. So, nutmeg is still there. That's the most prominent for the note on there or whatever. And the finish, man. The finish, I get more of the strawberry. I get a little bit more of the strawberry there. Caramel is back there too. I don't really get the caramel on the palate area, but it's more in the back end. That toasty oak flavor is there. The nutmeg is all the way through as well. I don't get the cherries as much on the finish, just the strawberries. It's actually pretty fucking solid though. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
It sounds really good, man. From the listing off, it sounds fucking quality to me. I don't know.
That finish, man, and it's like really nice too, dude. Nutmeg, charred oak. It's got like this peppery sensation to it too, as well. Like I said, winter vibes, whatever. I'm getting like this peppermint note on there, where on the back end, like there's a little peppermint in the finish as well. No dryness at all whatsoever. I gotta say, this is a really fun blend. Can't remember the last time I had a fucking bourbon that was wait, is this a bourbon? Actually, I don't fucking know if this is a bourbon. I guess not, really.
Hey, is that a bourbon? I thought they only did bourbon.
They did rise, too, so that's why.
They did rise.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at it, and I'm going like, wait, hold on. There's like 45%. Rye, shit like that. Yeah, so this is just, it's a blend. Obviously,
okay.
You know, I guess it's a rye because it says corn, rye, and malt. So it's a blend. I mean, it's not a bourbon or rye. It's just a blend or whatever. So, but it looks like it has more rye varieties in it than it does anything else. So
cool.
A rye blend then. Doesn't taste like a rye. That's for damn sure. But I got to tell you, it's one of the better blends I've had. I'm kind of really hard on my rating right now, to be honest. I feel like it, just because based on what I said, it should get a last drop. But I'm just, for some reason, I'm not feeling last drop.
From what I'm hearing, it sounds like it's really good, just nothing that mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, like I wouldn't tell, I guess this is where it gets in my rating. I'm not really telling Cody to go rush out and find this or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
First of all, because it's just a bitch to go looking for. And then when you do see it, it's like priced outrageously. So it's kind of like, oh, and it's a pretty bottle to have. That bottle gets a last drop, just the look of it and stuff like that. But I'm not getting the, if I catch it, well, I don't know. If I catch it for $100, I probably would buy another bottle just so I could probably trade it or resell that shit, to be honest, or whatever. I'm glad I got two bottles because I don't think I, per se, plan on buying any more to keep it for myself or anything like that. Could gift it. It makes a beautiful fucking gift at $100. It's a really nice gift, actually. I just don't feel the need to tell people to rush out on it. What about you, Cody? Last thoughts on yours? Did you finally?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to end up with giving mine a two drop. I do think it's, I think for the most part it's good. I just think it's just too overpowering with that cinnamon characteristic going on there, man. It's just way too fucking much. It just overtakes all the gin characteristics in this pour here, and I don't like that. I want this gin to taste more like, you know, gin. I just think this is a bit too hot for me.
It's funny because when you said I didn't think I'd like that. I was like,
I think you skipped this. But like I said, I think it's decent. Nothing I would tell anybody to go out and go like go seek out immediately. Like you have to have, no, not at all. This is very acquired taste, actually. Yeah. Very acquired taste, I would say. I don't fault anybody who actually just says, oh, this tastes like shit. I see people just say like, oh, this is fucking disgusting. I can totally see that.
That's why you gave it a two. You're right in the middle.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
I like it. It's just, I don't think this is as like what it's advertised as, a barrel-aged gin. Where's the fucking gin part in the palate? Not really there.
Where them goddamn botanicals at? Goddamn.
Yes. All the nose, but palate, nope. Kind of just disappears. And that's kind of disappointing and frustrating. But still a good pour, though. So, I was going to leave it at a two.
That's a fair rating. In the middle, smack dab, whatever, like that. You're not too high on it, not too low on it. You're just in the middle. Yeah, when you first said that cinnamon note, I was curious of what your thoughts on that, because I was like, cinnamon and gin just don't sound like it goes together.
Really. Yeah, it's not the best. Like, I don't hate it, but not the best.
I mean, it's not Dobel. I mean,
hell no. Fuck no. This is bleed better than that shit. Hell no.
But you know the problem, though, is, though, if this is a great year, that being a two, that could easily end up on a worse of this.
It could.
Yeah. That's how if the great of a year it could be, like things like that ends up on a worse of this, you know? And not because I absolutely hate it, it's just the rating giving alone. It
wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it just wasn't. You know, that's the beauty of our worst of list, people, whatever. If we don't have these bad, like, Dobels or whatever and shit, we kind of, you got to come up with five. And if you gave something, maybe not like a one or a fuck it or anything like that, that two range, man, it's like, if you gave like threes throughout the year and higher and shit, them two ranges become worst of list material.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Or that's how it works. So, dude, I'm going to give this a... I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this.
8.5, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it might be 3 or 3.5, but you stick with
3.5. Yeah, okay. I'm going to 3.5 just based on the single barrel aspect of it. Got to give it some credit for that because I feel like much more single barrels now, or especially in whiskey. I don't want to talk about the other brand. It's so misses now. It's such a miss now. You just like, remember that when you first got into whiskey, even when you first got in, like the single barrel boom was like still popping. Like it was crazy, still good, whatever. It really has died off. It really has died off.
I don't really hear people talk about single barrels as much anymore. You're absolutely right about that.
And I don't know if you remember, I used to always tell you something too. Single barrels are cheap and affordable as fuck. That rule don't apply no more. They cost more than the goddamn regular bottle do, which is ridiculous. They should not. I remember you could get like the store picks of like Weller, dude. Those would be cheaper than the regular bottles of Weller.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing, by the way, people. Like the single barrels were like, we want to sell this shit.
Right. And it should absolutely not be more costly than the regular variant, strictly because single barrel is more luck of the draw. You don't know what the fuck you're going to get. You have no clue. Mm-hmm. Zero.
And back in the day, the stores were trying to get rid of the shit. They wanted to impress. Like, the only way you impress is you get rid of the shit. So whatever, let's just say Buffalo Trace, sell like Weller single barrels like off the shelf right away. They looking at you like, oh shit, this dude can move merchandise, whatever. We're going to send him better shit, whatever. Now, dude, you go in the stores, you be seeing single barrels still sitting on the shelves for like fucking, oh, that was last year's pick. It's like, well, goddamn. I was like, why do you still have these and shit? Like, yo, that store that Cody got fucked at that I no longer shop at either, because fuck them, right? Over there in a little city in Orange County over there, you know. You walk them that store hall, it's just single barrel galore. They just got the shit sitting on floors like crazy. And it's just like, man, that didn't used to be a thing back when the store used to be hot, whatever. Now it's just like, and if that's sitting on the shelf still, that was the last time I went there. He gave me one of the single barrels. He's like, you got to get this. It was that Clyde Mays. I don't know if you remember that. Fucking hated that goddamn. I was like, why you sell me this shit, dude? I was so pissed off that day. I was like, that shit was $89 too, dude. And I was just like, I was so fucking pissed, dude. I was like, oh, never fuck again. So never the fuck again.
Clyde Mays.
Never the fuck again, dude. That tastes like shit.
That's gold. That is gold.
Damn. Yeah,
I haven't actually heard that name in a while.
I know, right? You. What happened to them?
I'm fucking amazed.
Might have been the same week Cody got fucked there too, as well. So we both said, yeah, I think we good. But yeah, single barrels would fly off the shelf. So I'm gonna give it a little credit on that because
that's a valid point.
The last single barrel I think I had was on that Black Friday episode I did, and I bought that little 375 milliliter Blanton's from High Proof because it was only like $30, $35 or something like that, or whatever the fuck price it was. Wasn't that great, dude? I was like, oh. I know I'm biased against Blanton's, but I was expecting something out of this one because it's High Proof, and I actually like that store a lot. That pick was not good, dude. I think the only pick to me that's been consistently good, rather, and that could be compared. I mean, you could say some years are better than this one or whatever and stuff like that. I think it's the Elijah Craig barrel proofs. Those have stayed consistently good. Can't ever go wrong with those.
I think those are always a safe bet.
Yeah, those are the new old scouts.
I love me some barrel proof. That's always my go-to.
Those are the new old scouts.
Yeah, actually, it really is a new old scout. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, it is.
Because Elijah Craig barrel proof back in the day wasn't that exciting. It's like, yeah. Now it's like really good shit. So it's like that. I can see it kind of like, I don't want to say fading off, but I hate to even say this, whatever. Kind of like the same thing we said with the other spirit. It's kind of a little boring. I guess because it depends on the price, I guess, where you get it. Some you can get really cheap, like $50, but like $79 kind of. And it kind of not really doing much different with each different barrel or whatever stuff. So
they're always good, but they're not really doing anything good. Out of the norm.
So you kind of get a little hesitant on buying them because you're like, well, I could put that $69 or $79 maybe in something else, whatever shit. Solid pickup, but I mean, especially in our business, what me and Cody do here, we kind of got to stretch every little dollar out to, man or whatever stuff. So I'm not just going to be fucking reviewing Elijah Craig or whatever. But for a single barrel like this, I got to give it to Chris. I give it that point credit there. I was going with a 3, but I'm going to go 3.5. Excuse me. It just does everything right that I enjoy. Really solid stuff. easily could see sitting in the backyard like Matthew McConaughey with the fire, twiddling his thumb, drinking his wild hair, whatever and shit. Yeah, I honestly easily see that doing it. So give it a 3.5.
Nice.
I mean, right there. That's for that Smoke Wagon single barrel, the 777s.
All right. Good shit, Smoke Wagon.
Yeah, good shit indeed, whatever. So people, house cleaning time, whatever. Next week, we will be doing El Tesoro month here on The Last Drop.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Good old JB's week, like usual, whatever and stuff. I'll be opening the Yamazaki. I forgot what they call it, but it's Asian Yamazaki barrel.
Not wait to hear your thoughts, my friend.
I haven't opened it yet, so this is gonna be
another fresh taste,
another fresh crack over there. Hey, boo boo, we gonna open this up right here. So yeah, in the picnic basket right here. So yeah, I'm excited because
everybody
knows I really wanted that bottle.
That
bottle tastes like shit, though. I'm gonna be like, God damn,
that's gonna suck ass.
It's gonna be really
entertaining show though.
Really gonna suck ass because that bottle's expensive. That bottle's not cheap, dude. I think it was like $159 that I got it for, or whatever. And that's cheap compared to like, I think it's going for like what, $169 everywhere else, or $179 or something like that. So $159 ain't no pretty penny to piss at or whatever. But I'm excited. And then obviously I got the store pick. I still got to get some other fucking bottles though, whatever. So we got to get the mix and match of tequila because that was a 5-week month, people. So El Tesoro month is coming to you live and hot. We finally going to talk about this goddamn brand that we rarely drank on this show, to be honest.
Right.
And we're also going to either going to keep validating it or shutting the fuck up going forward of whenever we mention good quality, low price tequila. This is going to be the make or break month.
All should be revealed.
Yeah, because we constantly say El Tesoro is up there in the tippy top of cheap, high quality tequila. But
let's put our money where our mouth is.
We about to, baby. Yep. Right there. Yeah, because you know what? You know what I always do? I always be trendsetting that shit, dude.
Goddamn right. Watching them charts, baby. I saw you sitting in trends. I saw you.
Yeah. Cody's like, the horizon is strong on this, whatever. You got his glass on. He's like, hold on. Let me clean these real quick. Hold on now.
I'm going to cloth that.
Cloth that. Just do a little hop on that. You know? Yeah. Just like, there you go. He's like, hold on.
Get that shit right. Okay.
What's his name from Daredevil? What was that black dude named? The reporter that got killed. I forgot his name.
Ben Urich. Yeah.
Ben Urich. Cody putting his Ben Urich on right now. He like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, the charts.
Let's see, look at this chart real quick. Yeah.
I just want you to tell you, Cody, watch that Karen. She got him killed. So.
Say less.
Watching Karen.
Charts.
Yeah. Just keep your eyes on them charts. Don't.
Watch them on charts. Everybody's a suspect, goddammit.
You live in Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you get to live in Sunnyside, Culver City or whatever. So you live in Hell's Kitchen, eh? You looking at your mailman like, hey, man, keep pushing, bro.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Was it you?
Just drop you, that mail off and just keep on backing up. Yeah. Fuck you up, mailman. All right, people, we're going to get out of here, though. That's it for the show here. Good show, as always. Got some gin, got some whiskey, got a single barrel here. Got some unexpected, got the expected, I guess, if you know the way. But once again, I am your trendsetter here. I'm JB.
And I am the chart watcher, Cody.
And like we always say, trends will never be the same.
And church shall always be watched.